Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. We are experiencing the first real cold snap of the year in southeast Kansas. The frigid temperatures make me dread the task of pulling net wrap off the hay bale, leading me to consider the phenomena that is plastic net wrap. Stick with me here, this train of thought has several cars, so I'll try not to get derailed. Large round bales are typically wrapped in plastic netting to keep the preserved forage from degrading during storage. The net wrap does a wonderful job in preserving the hay for months, even years. The plastic net wrap sheds rain and snow, allowing the hay underneath to be protected. The bale is held together to be transported from the field of harvest to a storage site and possibly moved a few more times before it's fed to livestock. A fun aspect of net wrap is the variety of colors available. Hay harvesters can show their patriotism with red, white, and blue wraps, or choose a color to support their favorite school. Go K-State! Regardless of the attributes, this plastic net wrap can still be a pain. Removing it in icy conditions can be downright painful, not to mention time-consuming. And then, once you get the wrap off the bale, you're stuck with a ball of plastic that doesn't have much use. Even for the most inventive crafter. Because of the hay fibers and soil intertwined with the plastic, recycling is nearly impossible. Burning it releases unfavorable particulates. By the very nature of the product, it will not biodegrade. Leaving the wrap on the back of the feed truck to be blown off into a ditch is frowned upon. The only option left is to dispose of it with the household trash, to be hauled into a landfill. Or, I suppose one option left unsaid, is to leave the wrap on the bale when feeding. That gets us into a whole nother list of issues. At the least, the wrap will get tangled around feet, and it will accumulate bale after bale, leaving the mess to be dealt with at a later date. At the most, livestock will ingest this plastic while consuming their daily rations. K-State veterinarian Bob Larson and K-State beef cattle nutrition specialist Philip Lancaster discussed the consequences of not removing the net wrap during a recent Cattle Chat podcast episode. Ruminant animals like cows, sheep, goats, and deer have four chambers in their digestive system. The largest of these chambers, the rumen, has a liquid layer that their food must sink through to get to the next chamber, the reticulum. The lightweight plastic pieces of net wrap will accumulate in the rumen, creating blockage for normal digestion, inhibiting proper passage of gases and nutrients. Even chopped plastic can form a ball in a cow's gut that will accumulate over time. While time is certainly not a cheap commodity, one may well be trading a few minutes of removing this material in cold weather for a few hours of working with livestock with digestive issues, or worse yet, losing expensive stock. To learn more about caring for livestock, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.